Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Psst.
This is Maroon Confidential.
Wow, this is unbelievable. Maroon Confidential this week. The boys have been up here most of the week in beautiful Brisbane. And it starts off. I'm not going to get them all in. I apologise. Gordon Tallis twerking at a budget comedy night in the Valleys region.
Yeah, did a bit of dancing.
So went there with the Triple M boys and you weren't invited?
Yep.
No. So, well, it was actually, you know, like the team bonding night for Triple M. Yep. So
I wasn't invited.
No
way. Even I got a start.
No, right? I really was made. Everybody was there except for Maroon.
Yeah, well, that's so interesting.
So it was a great night, actually, and it was probably the worst comedy night I've ever been to.
Yeah, really?
I was the best act, and I was walking to the toilet.
All right. A local punter brushing Gordon Tallis, Mark Geyer, Ryan Girdler, and Wendell Saylor so he could ask Reedy for a selfie. What's that all about? He said he's a fan of yours.
Well, that was at the comedy night. He was the best act. Maybe he thought it was a joke.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it was part of his act.
I mean, I could see
that was his punchline. Walk past all us, say, really, can I get a photo? I don't know who these other guys are.
I could see Gordy coping with that okay, MG and Ryan. But Wendell.
Oh, he was filthy. He was filthy, Dale.
Yeah, mate, he was shattered.
Brett Reed and Peter Volandi's having dinner while Ben Dobbin gate crashed. Is there any truth?
No, Dobbo was invited. That's a bit harsh on Dobbo.
He wasn't invited.
He was invited, yeah.
I'm barring this segment. That's the last you'll hear of it. We're going to take a break.
I'm not sure it'll be missed, Maroon.
Parramatta's... Oh, hang on, mate. You won't be missed either, right? You're just filling in. Wow. After all I've done for you.
Mate, what about Volandi's hanging around with the heavy hitters, Dobbo? Well...
Now spotted, Gordy Tallis at Brisbane Airport speaking to one Eon Crossan. Is that true, Gordon?
Yes, it is.
What happened? Where did you find Eon Crossan?
I was lining up to grab a coffee and I saw a guy and I sort of recognised his face and it was Eon Crossan.
Mm.
Played for Sharks and South.
He did, yeah.
And come over from rugby union, a Kiwi guy?
He come over from rugby, didn't he? Yeah. I remember he saved South a couple of nights, a good goal kicker.
Great goal kicker.
Yeah. Okay.
He used to put the black,
yeah,
the, did he?
The black paint under the
Emco
eyes.
The Emco Cup style.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. Sometimes last year I was thinking you were doing that, but you'd just been out on a big night, had you?
Yeah, I just do that at home sometimes, on Friday or Saturday night. Yeah.
Just when the wife's not home, he just whacks a bit of makeup on.
Trying to avoid the glare.
It's called mascara. I won't be Ozzy Osbourne.
All right, here
Alice
we go.
Alice Cooper.
Maxi Fagar, who is an up-and-coming rugby league player, was seen on a plane coming back from Magic Round. Have a listen to this one. Max Fagar on a plane coming back from Magic Round watching Tom and Jerry on his iPhone and giggling away so loud that that everybody could hear. So there you go.
Wow. You wish. You're really setting the bar high with this stuff. I'll tell you what, there's a theme emerging here.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff around airlines and people being spotted at airport lounges.
Well, that's where I hang around the airport all day. Does this coincide with
Rocket Industries' trip to Magic Round a couple of weeks ago?
The last one was going to be about an airport too, so we're going to dump it.
Segment.
Look, listen.
Come on, finish it off. Finish it off with a high because you haven't so
come
far.
Come on, finish strong.
I'm not paid to sit around here
come on,
and
just
get kicked all day by you three.
This is Maroon Confidential.
Yeah, well.
Where does that start?
Oh, God. I was going to kill this segment off.
It's been going off. It's backed by popular
demand. Yeah, people are marching the streets.
It's been going off like a frog in a sock.
Also spotted in Townsville, Reedy, our very own Brent Reed, having coffee with Paul Gallen in the coffee club, telling Gal how much fun it would be if, quote unquote, Siebes was here. Can you believe it? Reedy, honestly.
I heard Reedy was getting selfies. A lot of the North Queensland, they're so passionate about rugby league up there, they actually knew who Reedy was.
Right.
Oh, mate. A lot of people were getting selfies with him.
Mm-hmm. I was at this pub and we're just sitting there on one of the days.
Nah.
Reedy.
Nah.
Reedy. Reddy walked past on the phone, so people recognised him. He did about six walks. Mate, I should have rang his phone.
Yeah, would have rang in his ear. Yeah. Really deafened him.
Here he is.
He's Reedy, we're just talking about you.
He's just giving it to
anyway, that's good to have you, Reedy.
Can we give him a microphone so he can either...
Let him defend himself.
Reedy,
let him defend,
one, Reedy. One of the Maroon Confidentials today, Townsville Edition, and I don't write these, so...
Solid. Tower of jelly.
It says, spotted, Reedy... Reedy having coffee with Paul Gallen in the coffee club, telling Gal how much better it would be if, quote unquote, Siebes was here.
No, I wasn't at the coffee club.
The rest of it's true.
I did say to him at one point. I did say to him at one point that 360's gone backwards since I got shafted.
Right.
But I never mentioned.
Okay.
Because the other thing that was said, Gordon, can just repeat what you said.
Yeah, and then I was sitting in one of the pubs close and I saw Reedy walking back and forth. I said, hey, Reedy. I ended up having to go out because he was walking back. I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm just waiting to do a couple of interviews.
Well, that's not true, Gordy, because I spotted you and came and saw you.
No, it's true.
You'd had a few beers by then, Gordy, so your memory might be a bit clouded.
Listen, no, it was lunchtime.
He said you were doing laps around the pub. Because people were recognising you, so you kept doing laps.
Well, that could have been true. I may have had a few selfies.
Oh, the selfies.
Yeah, the selfies are true.
How many selfies did you get?
Oh, just a couple, you know. Gordy, I think Gordy wanted one with me at one point.
You must have been drunk.
Mate, it was lunchtime.
Oh,
please. Long lunchtime.
Right. It was Wednesday lunchtime. He went out Tuesday.
Maroon Confidential.
As I said, I saw Maroon walking past the
pub. And you brushed me.
With the tightest T-shirt on I've ever seen on
a year. Oh, yeah, he'd had it in the dryer.
Unbelievable.
Don't worry.
There were people inside the restaurant laughing.
That's just cruel.
That's unnecessary.
That is, mate, isn't it? He's just gone, personal attack.
I think I heard someone say, look at this buffoon.
Oh, you're going to be making regular appearances on Maroon Confidential now, Reed.
Now, next up, you've been spotted yourself, Anthony.
Right.
Spotted.
Where at?
Last night. At the Wimbledon final.
Oh, is that
Ash
right?
Barty. Ash Barty. Mate, you're in the box with Prince William and Princess Kate.
That's why you're late into work today.
Yes, and Martina Navratilova.
Yeah, I went over there, and but the Triple M chopper that took you to Newcastle got me back here today.
Just in time.
Yeah. I'm very grateful. And what else have you got for us, Hoops?
We got another spotted. Spotted last night out at the Bulldogs and Roosters game. Another good friend of the Triple M family, Brent Reed. And obviously everybody with the COVID protocols at the moment, everybody's masked up. Reedy's got this little vent on his mask that he sort of opens and closes and pulls the mask in and out as he's having a yak deal. And I said, mate, why are you got to do that? He said, oh, because otherwise my glasses fog up. And then so I walked past him a couple of minutes later and it looked as though he was watching a bit of aerobics Oz
he
style.
He loves that aerobics Oz style.
On his iPhone just before the game started. And he was, opening and closing the mask.
What's the go with the aerobics Oz style?
I don't know. He's always been a fan.
Yeah, because he asked me in my old VHS collection, have I got any videos of the Rankin sisters? And if you're old enough to remember, the Rankin sisters used to come on Channel 10 at about 6 in the morning and do aerobics, like around about the time of Jane Fonda.
Are they related to Jordan Rankin?
I think they're his aunties, actually. But anyway, I was able to find some and I doubled it over and dubbed a copy and got it away for him, and he's loving it.
Which high-profile, award-winning... ratings gangbuster radio host recently purchased half a kilo of chili olives, ate a lot of them in one sitting, and then ended up on the throne for the next couple of hours.
That was me, that one. I don't know who reported that was me. I bought a half a kilo of chili olives from Royal Randwick and I was watching Mrs. Maisel and I ate the whole lot. Pardon?
At a delicatessen?
Yeah, at a delicatessen, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Is that essential services? They're still open, are they?
Well, bread and milk are.
Yep.
You know, so I was up there. It's within my radius.
How did you
I
get through half a kilo? That's
mate,
a
I
lot.
Just sat there just one at a time. And next thing you know, I've eaten half a kilo of chili olives. I tell you what, it took me a couple of days. But it's very at home at the moment. It's a very fiery environment. Miss Portugal's there. I'm there. We're in lockdown. She's getting on my nerves. I'm getting on her nerves.
Do you have the grandkids there?
No, they're in at their place in Warner, Brisbane, listening through 104.5 Triple M Brisbane. Hello to the grandkids. And, mate, you know, like I was happy to have the problem with the chili olives because she just backed off and left me alone for a few hours.
Well, let's just scratch the surface a little bit further there because we have had unconfirmed reports this morning that there was a dust-up.
Yeah, there was a dust-up.
The Little Bay compound. So what's happened there? Because Christine's got my full support. You know that, Christine. Yeah. She's always got my full support.
Well, do you want me to tell you what happened this morning?
Go on.
Well, I got up this morning and I said, look, I'm going to go and walk the dog up because there's whales around and you're allowed to go for your exercise. So I said to her, Adele, I'm taking the dog up to Little Bay there to the cliffs. I'm going to look for olives. Look for bloody whales. Olives, anyway. So anyway.
Yeah, whales. Olives. I thought they were great. Blue whales.
For olives. Anyway, she goes, well, I've come. And I said, well, okay, well, you know, you can come. I mean, in my head I was thinking, well, I didn't ask you, but okay. And she goes, but first, are you going up there? You're wearing two odd socks. And I said, well, there's no one up there. There's no one up there. Well, she goes, oh, well, I'm not going with you with two odd socks. Righto, well, I put two socks the same on. Then she gets in the car and goes, why is this car so dirty? And I said, well, I haven't had a chance to clean it. And then she goes, why is the seat back so far? And I said, well, why do you think the seat's back? What do you think? I've got a big 6'5" woman that gets in here when you're not here. I don't know why the seat's back so far. And she says, no one else would have you anyway. So then this big fight erupts. And all I'm trying to do is go up and look at the whales and walk the dog. And can I tell you something? When I get up there, every other day there is that many whales frolicking around up there at Little Bay. And when she comes, there is never a whale. And I believe she is letting off a vibe that scares the whales away.
Sonar vibe.
Sort of a sonar vibe,
they
yeah.
They do. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That's how they talk to each other.
I think
so. Well, there's probably a tip-off. She's coming.
She's coming, and there's no whales. It's uncanny. Anyway, so that's all I've got for you on that.
Problem some people have, hey?
It's back by popular demand, Anthony. Yeah. We're going to kick off today with a spotted.
Okay.
We've got spies all over the great game of rugby league.
Oh, you're doing them. Fantastic job.
Now, a lady bearing a striking resemblance to tennis great Billie Jean King and also US talk show host Phil Donahue sitting sideline at Mackay for the belter between Parramatta and Penrith last night. Now, Anthony, can you confirm or deny that you got the Triple M chopper?
Yeah.
Had it transport you up there into far north Queensland and then ducked on it and managed to make it back in time for today's program?
Well, it wasn't me, but can I just tell you something? Now, this is where it would be good if we were on, say, the Matty John show or something, because we could show the photo of the woman with the hairdo that looks like me. But the listeners can't actually.
So, you've got to figure out, this is actually an audio show.
I get that. It's not video. I get that. Yeah, I understand.
Was it Frank Panisi?
Well, the photo you do got, we know who it was? Gordy took the photo.
I was sitting on the sideline and I nearly choked on my second hot dog when I thought, there's Maroon, he's had a haircut.
And, can I actually see the photo?
And the lovely female lady was so polite. Yeah, so female I snuck lady. A photo.
Oh, yeah, that does look like me, doesn't it? Wow. Wow.
And even more front on.
Now, next up, we've got a shush.
Right.
You love a shush, Anthony. Rocket Industries spies on the Sunshine Coast have reported talk Panthers star Brian To'o may have actually injured his ankle in a playful pool wrestle with teammates in the Twin Waters Resort pool. Now, the Panthers are saying that To'o twisted his ankle at training, but was it, in fact, a bit of poolside play that meant that he missed out on last night's game? Maroon Confidential can also reveal the magical elixir To'o will turn to be fit in time for next week's prelim against the Melbourne Storm, pineapple juice.
That's incredible, because I don't know if I've told you this, but I sat with
Brian Toto's uncle on the plane to Townsville.
Right.
Who told me, this is a true story, pineapple juice is the elixir for your skin, also your innards, your lungs, your liver, your heart, whatnot. You know, your eyes, it's good for your eyes. It's good for your hair follicles. And
bit of a squirt in your eye from pineapple juice makes your eyes better.
Yeah. The old pineapple juice.
I think he's onto something. It is good, pineapple juice. So, it's very good for you.
So is it eating pineapple or you got to drink the juice?
I think you get, I think it's either or.
I tell you, and you know when it really takes, put a little bit of vodka in with it.
Bit of Grey Goose.
A bit of cream.
Off you go. Off you go.
And now lastly in Maroon Confidential, champion Manly player Jeff Toovey had everyone in rugby league in stitches with his reference to putting keys in the fruit bowl when mounting an argument on Beat the Bomb segment on NRL 360 early last week. Now, several influential figures within the game immediately demanded there needs to be an investigation. Upon closer inspection, it turns out that Toovey's meant to say put the cards on the table.
He said put the keys in the fruit bowl.
But it just rolled off the tongue and into the fruit bowl.
What goes up on there in the northern beaches?
Freudian slip.
All right, well, I think we'll take a break now, Paul. I just want to say, and I'm not having a crack at you here, Mac has bought us all in a lovely lunch. We all got a happy meal, but you didn't. But you've still got a couple of burgers into you.
That's true, Anthony. Yeah.
We'll catch
he
you.
He did get a happy meal.
We'll catch you tomorrow night on NRL 360.
See ya.
And we'll take a break.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.